O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Acts 2, verses 1 through 11. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Holy Spirit by Brian and Katie Torwalt. The week following Pentecost provides a special time in the church calendar to reflect on the Holy Spirit's role in our lives. The Torwalts capture this member of the Trinity's power and impact with intimate text and simple melodies, a perfect vessel for meditation.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. And your presence, Lord, God. and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." I had a conversation with someone a while back who wasn't super familiar with Christianity, and he was surprised to hear that I was a pastor because I was, quote, so normal. I didn't really know how to receive or interpret that. This then led to a whole series of questions about what Christians actually believed. And somewhere along the way, he stopped and said, "Wait, you're not one of those Christians that believe in the Holy Spirit, are you? Because those guys get weird." Now, while I don't endorse this person's framing of the work of the Holy Spirit, there is a degree to which he isn't entirely off. Because when the Spirit shows up, amazing things happen, as we see here in this text. Acts 2 tells us of an amazing miracle worked by the Holy Spirit, in which he enabled simple Galilean men to speak the languages of people from all over the world, languages that to this point in their lives, these disciples may have never even heard before. And why did the Spirit do such a work? To show off his power? No, he did this work to restore broken communities, to repair what was lost in Genesis 11 at the Tower of Babel. A good portion of this passage gives us a long table of nations. I mean, look at all the different nations. Why in the world would Luke, the writer of this passage, make such a long list? It feels unnecessary. Well, Luke was doing something intentional here. In Genesis chapter 10, we see a similar table of nations. And then in Genesis 11, we're told about the Tower of Babel, that the people of the earth decided to be their own masters and to make a name for themselves. And as a result, their tongues were confused by God. But now, here in Acts chapter 2, God comes down again. But this time, instead of establishing barriers between people groups, we see them coming down. What we have in chapter 2 of Acts is essentially the first Christian worship service with the first sermon preached. And what language was the service in? All of them. This time when God comes down, he reverses the curse of Babel. And all of this points to the reality that Jesus isn't the savior of a particular people. He's the savior of the whole world. And Acts 2 is a foretaste of that day that we eagerly anticipate, when people from every tribe, tongue, and nation will come together in the worship of Jesus. The future that we celebrate in Christ is a future with people from all over the world. So then, let us now live lives that reflect that reality, lives that love to show hospitality to those who are different from us, lives that demonstrate a love and care for the alien and the stranger. For after all, that is what every believer is in this world.
Thank you.
close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, on this day, through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, you revealed the way of eternal life to every race and nation. Pour out this gift anew, that by the preaching of the gospel, your salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.